Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
But first this afternoon, RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst has said that his interim leadership team will bring fresh blood after he stood down the RTE executive today. Mr. Backhurst was speaking on his first day in his new role. I'm joined now by Irish Examiner political editor Elaine Loughlin to discuss all of this. Elaine, full truth, and glory. What has the reaction been to the new DG so far? We had a 7 a.m. statement landing. The sense in political circles.
Yes, well, certainly it's been a busy first day for Kevin Backhurst in his new role as DG of RTE. As you said, Cormac, that 7 a.m. email being sent out to members of staff in RTE. And he really outlined, firstly, how appalled he has been by what has emerged about the national broadcaster in recent weeks, and indeed the impact that has had on the public perception of RTE. He then addressed staff and said that he wants to be visible and available to those working in RTE, and he'll be making visits both down to TG Cahir and Raja Nagelka in Galway. He'll be down in Cork and Limerick in the coming weeks as well. And then outlined some of the changes, four main changes that he wants to make as head of RTE, and he believes needs to be made. The first, as you mentioned, is that interim leadership team, which I think has got the greatest attention today, the standing down of that executive board. And while I think roughly half of the original board members are still on this interim team, we did see some high-profile people, and certainly people who the general public have come to know through their appearances at various Oireachtas committees in recent weeks. They are no longer part of the key team that will be certainly leading RTE in the short term before a more longer-term solution is arrived at by the DG.
Mm-hmm. And he was asked some questions about the broadcaster, Ryan Tuberty, who's not on the air at the moment. Ryan Tuberty, of course, along with his agent, Noel Kelly, will appear before an Oireachtas committee tomorrow. So all eyes on them.
Yes, certainly. And Mr. Backhurst did appear on the 1 o'clock news on RTE1 today after, as I said, that email had gone out. And after as well, he spoke to members of staff in RTE this morning and this afternoon. And really, when he was questioned about Mr. Tuberty and his future in RTE, he couldn't give a commitment one way or the other whether Mr. Tuberty will return to the airwaves or when he will return to the airwaves. He said that a number of decisions will have to be made in the weeks ahead. So I think that may put extra pressure on Mr. Tuberty when he comes before both the Public Accounts Committee tomorrow from 11 a.m. And then the media committee tomorrow afternoon with, as you said, his agent Noel Kelly. And I think politicians will be very eager to question both men on how much they knew about the deal that was made, that now famous tripartite deal between Renault, RTE and Mr. Tuberty, and the full extent of it, and especially how that deal came to be underwritten by RTE, because we did learn last week that certainly up to March of 2020, RTE was saying that they wouldn't be willing to underwrite such an agreement. But obviously that changed, and that financial bonus, shall we say, that went to RTE through that commercial arrangement, to Mr. Tuberty through that commercial arrangement, was underwritten. So a lot of questions, and I think certainly Mr. Backhurst and others in RTE will be looking in very closely to those two committees.
Indeed, and pubs opening especially and advertising the event, which is highly unusual, Elaine. Now might be an opportune time for me actually to restate my status, having read some articles over the weekend in which it was mentioned, which I'm happy to do, to be upfront and transparent. In relation to Noel Kelly, I should say NK doesn't represent me in dealings with RTE. I'm a staff member at RTE, and just to be clear, no cars, no other side deals. NK have represented me rarely in the past, or if representation outside of RTE were required. But in truth, I don't pursue outside corporate work For example, the last corporate event I did through WinK was in 2019, 4 years ago, and that was even last minute to help someone who had a bereavement. And apart from that, I've done the odd event for Irish language organisations, all sanctioned by RTE and usually for no fee or maybe cost. So I'm happy to clarify that once again. But we'll be covering that appearance by Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty tomorrow at Eireachtas Committees, like everyone else in the country, with all eyes on the questions and the answers. For the moment, Elaine Loughlin of the Irish Examiner, thank you very much indeed.